everyone, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. My name is Bobby Dooley, and I am the guest host tonight, and I'm so excited. We were called not too long ago, Steve, right?
Yeah, I got the call about it, Phil.
About a half an hour ago, and they said, can you get in here? Because Phil was called away to a meeting in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I got to go out and I think downtown or maybe Hollywood, I think. Probably Hollywood.
It's probably Hollywood, yeah. So much of the business that I say we, I'm not completely entrenched in the entertainment game, okay, the way a lot of people are, but I do dabble, and my husband Steve as well. So when we heard that Phil had been called away, we thought, well, I wonder, you know, is he...
Yeah, probably going to go down to Hollywood and everything.
Yeah, is he going to go to Hollywood? And that's exactly what we think. Is we could speculate, you know, Steve.
Well,
we could speculate, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to speculate too much on what Phil's doing, but he was called away. So we're so excited to be with you this evening. We've got, we feel, a wonderfully exciting and thrilling program to bring your way. For those of you who, we are live, so I can't roll that back, can I?
What happened, buddy?
Let me talk to Rick Wiffner's the engineer. Did you hear that, Rick? There was a bit of a gas. It sounded like a fart.
Oh, it's probably a leather chair.
Is it the leather chair? Okay. I'm very sorry. I have to point that out because what happens is this. There's a lot of small minds. I know a lot of you understand where I'm coming from when I'm saying there's a lot of small minds. There are so many small minds. And when the fart noise was just now done, not by me, but by the leather, Steve, okay?
Yeah, my wife, she didn't fart.
Well, don't say it like that.
It didn't.
What happened was my elbow was on the leather of the chair, and it dragged, and it went fart, or it made that dirty sound. And it's a sound that we always tell our young men. We have three boys, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with the Bobby Dooley Show and my husband, Steve. We have three sons, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. Dylan is graduating this year from Western Estates High School. Seth is our middle schooler, and Justin is still in elementary school, although he will be a middle schooler next year as well. So they're all getting bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, the kids get big and everything.
And it is kind of funny how they just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And one of the things that I had to deal with as a mother, and I know that a lot of you do too, if you're a mother, you do too. They're cute when they're little. And I know my mother used to say to me, she said, oh, Bobby, you were so cute as a little girl. And then you turned into a thing from, you know, I forget what she said. It was very funny. But she said, one of the things you have to worry about is your children are so cute. And then when they get older, they become a thing from a pit or so. I you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all a kid comes out of the dungeon area.
Yeah, my mother said that. Did she say that to you?
Yeah, talk to your mom.
My mother said to Steve, she said, Bobby was so cute. And then she became like this thing, this loping, slouching thing from a dungeon. When she got to meet him back, when do you think 0 hour ends? Okay. Don't answer it, Steve. I want to see if people know. 0 hour for a little girl is 12. You may think it's 11. I say 0 hour is 12. And I, as much as I, you know, admire our young women, I thank whatever I can conceive God to be. I do believe in God. I want you to know that I'm not an atheist, but when I say I thank God, I don't really know what I'm thinking about. You know, it's kind of weird.
Is the guy with a beard?
No, it's not a guy with a beard. No, it's not a guy with a beard. You know, we've had enough discussions with a lot of our more educated friends, and they've assured me, obviously, God is not someone, you know, with a big beard or something like that. Although it would be easier if God was, but he's not. So when I thank God that I never had a daughter, I'm thinking about just a big, powerful, big cloud. You know what I mean, Steve? And
yeah, I think God, you say it's a big puff. It's just a big poof, you know?
It's like a big puff or a poof or a big boom. And that to me is God. That to me is God. And that to me is, I hold that close. And that's my, and every Easter at Western Estates, we have our Easter celebration. We celebrate the God that all of us believe in. And so I want you to know, if you move to Western Estates and buy one of our luxurious 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9-bedroom homes, you will be assured of the fact that it is a religious community. We are very devout and pious and, you know, everything like that. And on Sundays, or I mean on Easter Sunday, and on Sundays too, we have our celebratory celebration of the God. And we have a big bonfire, and toward the end of the night, as the moon is rising, we dance around the bonfire. Oh, I'm getting emotional, you know?
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
It's very beautiful. We dance about the bonfire, and yes, we howl, and some people have complained. We had the sheriff there one night who said, we heard howling and screeching and the wailing of women, and one of your neighbors said they saw clothes being torn off. And I said, how dare you? You know, I said that, Steve. I said, how dare you?
Yeah, talking to L.A. Sheriff, too.
We were talking to one of the L.A. County Sheriff. They are here to support, to defend. Have you ever seen what's on the side of the car there?
Well, it says what?
It says to support and defend and protect and everything. It says on the car, right?
No, it says, well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it says to defend and support. Los Angeles County Sheriff Police Department to defend and support and pretend, well.
Yeah.
But, and I said to the sheriff deputy there, I said, you're a deputy sheriff. You know, and Steve, I was so proud of Steve that night. He said, you're a deputy sheriff. You send me the marshal. I'll be over here having another beer on him, can you? And the deputy sheriff slapped the handcuffs on Steve. How dare he?
Yeah, he arrested me and I went down and everything.
So I thank God the people from COPS were there and they were filming an episode and Steve was crying, as well he should have been. I would have been. Any man or woman would have been. And Steve was weeping. And I said, how much is it going to take to keep that off of your curious little show? And they said, well, just don't sign the release. And I said, okay, but, you know, I'm not going to sign the release. Get away from me. And they're all standing there going, isn't she a freak? And I said, I'm not signing your release. And they said, we don't care. We'll just pixelate your husband's face. And I said, you'll do what to his face? And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember Eric saying I was going to do a thing on my face.
And I said, you're going to do what on my husband's face? And there was a young production assistant there. And she goes, we're going to pixelate on it. And I said, you filthy slut. And I slapped her. And at the moment that my hand hit the flesh of her face, I was weeping for her and for her offspring and what she could have been. You know, that's just how I am. I don't know.
And Bobby, I just, you know, I'm very beautiful.
Thank you. Well, I am Bobby Dooley. We'll take a very quick break here and we'll be back. Margaret Gray, I know, is checking in. She wants to know what's up. At least that's what I have in the note that I got here on the screen. So we're gonna. Here's one. I love this. Isn't this a surf? I love do. Wow. Wow. This is from Hawaii 5-0, isn't it? This is the Hawaii 5-0 theme, it is. Or, oh, no. This is Mission. And the mission is impossible that we're going on. Remember when Bill Murray did that? So I'm Bobby Dooley. This is the Phil Hendry Show, but I'm Bobby Dooley. And this is the Phil Hendry Show, but I'm Bobby Dooley. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Bobby Dooley. And for those of you, we've had a few people calling, well, who are you? And a little bit rude, but I don't mind. Most people know who I am. And when you call up, and you have, what were they saying, Steve?
Oh, lady, she goes, who's this? I never heard of her. I go, well, I've never heard of you either. And I hung right up on her.
Yeah, we're going to slam the phone down on you if you're going to get rude like that. If you've not heard of me, well, okay. Except the fact that you're in a decided minority. I am the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I live in Western Estates, California. We have a beautiful cul-de-sac community. And we have some 40 or 130 homes, Steve.
About 50 or 40.
Either 50 or 40 homes, and they are all in cul-de-sacs. Okay. And we have our homeowners association, and we have swimming pools, and we also have our wintertacular, and coming up is our springtacular. We have four of these every year, the springtacular, the summertacular, the falltacular, the autumntacular, and the winter.
No, that's too many.
That's too many. Okay. So there's, which one is too many?
Is it spring?
Yeah, there's the summer, the fall, the autumn, the winter, and the spring. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to have on the phone here George Chesbro, who is a law enforcement consultant and is familiar with the events of last Easter here at Western Estates when the Los Angeles County Sheriff was called out here. And we had to deal with the L.A. County Sheriff. They arrested my husband. Mr. Chesbro, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for allowing me on the program.
You're familiar with the events?
I'm familiar from the standpoint of Los Angeles County Sheriff, yes.
All right. So we knew that we were having an Easter Sunday celebration. It was very religious and very family-oriented. The next thing we knew, the Los Angeles County Sheriff was at our security gate, at the front gate, and also at our south gate, which is the Wangro Boulevard gate. At that time, I was alerted to the Los Angeles County Sheriff being at our gates by Hector Cambrero, who is the head of security. Now, what do you know?
What I know is from the Los Angeles County record, Los Angeles County Sheriff records, and the report that was filed by the deputy sheriff that evening, when they rolled to the address where the complaint was, which was a 16...
Please don't give my address on the air, please.
I apologize. Well, it was in a one of these streets. The sheriff encountered the homeowner, which I believe was you.
Myself and my husband, yes.
That was Mr. Steve Dooley?
Yeah, that was me, and I was the guy.
Mr. Dooley, according to the report, you were intoxicated and were becoming a bit unruly and interfering with the officer as he was trying to ascertain the facts of the scene, and you were placed in the radio car. You placed the police cruiser in handcuffs just so we could calm things down, and that's when you began to kick the window and kick the cage.
What? Steve, explain to him why you were doing that.
That's what I see everybody do on TV.
You might have seen people do that on TV, but I can assure you that police officers don't like the cage or the windows in their on their police cruisers. That's their home. That's where they live for 8-9 hours a day. So you're kicking the windows, and it's going to make them very angry.
Well, I told the guy I'm hitting everything.
And then what happened was, did you know that Cops was there that night?
I am familiar that we did have a production crew from a television show, Cops, that apparently was filming some segments for the TV show, and apparently the that particular unit had at least one of the cameramen with them.
Well, what happened was they were video filming, how do you say it?
Yeah, they were videoing.
Is it videoing? They were videoing my husband as he told this deputy sheriff to get off of our property and to just go, right, Steve?
Yeah, I told him we were having an Easter Sunday celebration, and we were in the middle of the dance. And we were whirling about the bonfire, and that's he said, well, you just go cool it. And he said, I breathed booze on him.
The deputy, according to the report, the deputy sheriff said he could smell alcohol in your breath. Is that correct?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said, he's waving his hand, going, ah, God, man, I got beer all, I got, I'm getting beer over here. And he's talking to his partner, okay?
Yeah.
And partner come over, he says, yeah, I'm getting beer, too. Now they put me on, they put me in there.
Will they put him inside of the police car? Do they do that?
Oh, well, they will do that with some people who are interfering with the officers, yes. Many times they'll then release the individual after they've been able to ascertain the situation and lock down the scene and get all the facts and collect everything and pad things nicely and make sure that everything is locked down and in handcuffs. They want to handcuff everything and everybody. And that's generally what we do. So the police officers are probably perfectly content to let your husband go until he started using some of the offensive language that he was using.
Well, I didn't hear any offensive language.
Well, at the police station.
Well, there was was offensive language at the substation, yeah. But before that, apparently, your husband called the officers all kinds of names. And
well, what names did he call them?
Well, I mean, he used the fag and queer, and you guys look like, you know, queers. And
well, I mean, I didn't say that because they said the same thing about me.
Well, none of the officers said anything to you of that nature, I can assure you. I believe one of your neighbors did. One of your neighbors said Mr. Dooley always is mincing around out in the front yard, tailing around behind his wife like he's some kind of thrown, you know. I don't want to use the word, but...
Well, my husband is very close to me, and yes, he does follow me around. That doesn't mean that he is one of my consorts.
Well, people were saying it's like some, you know, if he put on a bathrobe, you'd have sworn the guy was a cross-dresser. They didn't know, so I said...
Well, see, that's what I mean about it.
That's why my husband started to cry.
I'm sorry your husband was crying, and I'm sorry the cops videoed that, but... there's nothing we can do about that.
All right, so what did the officers observe when they were here?
What the officers observed, Ms. Dooley, was a bonfire that was lit in a common area that violated the county ordinance for outdoor fires, and it was deemed by the officers to be a hazard. It was a bonfire that yourself and two other women, identified Janice Greeley, Mary Cloister Irving, these are neighbors of yours?
Yes, these are both women that are with the Circle of Taste.
All right. I'm not familiar with the Circle of Taste. They said that the three of you were dancing around this bonfire, swinging what we came to understand were didgeridoos. These are some kind of a musical instrument.
Yes, that's correct. I was blowing the didgeridoo. What about it?
Well, I don't know what that means, but that was the officer at that point decided to arrest you. He didn't arrest you when he was told by the other officer that you can't arrest someone for blowing a didgeridoo. I didn't know this. He didn't know it. The other officer did, thank God. At that point,
Well, Tom, you tell my wife about religion.
See, this was the thing that I want to just mention to you, officer. We were celebrating Easter.
Oh.
And this was a religious celebration.
Well, it might have been a religious celebration, but you were swinging freely around this bonfire, dancing and howling, and one of the women had stripped.
It was a spiritual exercise. I don't know what else to tell you. The fact that my husband was arrested that night, we did eventually post bond. He had to go to court for this drunken public charge and resisting arrest. That goes on his record, and we need to have that expunged.
You mean expunged is what you mean, right?
No, I mean, what do you mean expunged? I mean, we want it sponged off. Sponge it.
Yeah, you can't just put it in the bucket and sponge it?
No, it's not anything you put a sponge in a bucket and sponge. No, it's not that kind of sponge. It's expunged. You want to have that wiped out. You're going to have to go to the district attorney and take this up with your counsel and be in communication with the legal arm of the county, because I don't know about that.
All right, well, thank you very much. There is, I don't know what his name is, George McCready or...
It was George Weaver or something.
But he is a consultant, law enforcement consultant, and that was the night that Steve was arrested. I think if you cannot exercise your religion freely in America, what are we going to do? Where can we go? We were dancing around a bonfire. What is so? So what?
Yeah, I mean, you dance around, and Janice really took her top off.
Inadvertently, she took her top off. And once her top was off, I said to her, oh, God. This is like one of those National Geographics, you know?
Yeah, where the women are nude.
Yes, and I said, and I felt the freedom that it was like a National Geographic dance, but at no time did I ever think it wasn't Christian. And we were dancing and going, woo! The police officer came up on this scene and thought that we were involved in some... What's the Madonna religion? What's that called?
That's called cobble ball.
The cobble ball, yeah. And he thought we were involved in some cobble ball or a witch's coven or something. And I said, what? What are you talking about? I mean, I wondered if he was for real or not. So all's well that ends well, I guess, because what happened was we did bail Steve out. We are going to try and have the charge expunged.
He said expunge.
I don't care what he said, Steve. I don't care what he said. It's sponge. And we're going to sponge it the best way we know how. I'm Bobby Dooley. We're going to have some more guests here on the show, on the Phil Henry Show, coming up. We're hoping to bring on the program Mr. Harvey Wireman, who's our attorney, Western States Homeowners Association attorney, and others who will talk with us about our upcoming Springtacular. I mean, not our upcoming, yes, our upcoming Springtacular.
No, it's two of them.
Oh, I mean, yeah, okay. I don't know how many there are. There's a Wintertacular, there's...
Yeah, well, there's, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And we'll talk about the upcoming Springtacular. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Phil Henry Show. I am sitting in for Phil.
Yep, be careful on that, too.
Well, Steve, I'm sitting in for Phil. I don't know what...
They told you to be careful on it.
I was told I don't have to be careful of anything, dear. I didn't say anything like that, and we can't cut. We're live now. Oh, my God.
Well...
My husband is very mindful that I don't say sitting on Phil Henry. Okay, there, I said it.
Well, you're not supposed to say it.
Well, I just did, Steve, because you're trying to embarrass me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to told you.
No one told me to be careful of saying that. You're the only one that said that. Let me pot... Could you... What do you call it? Pot the music up, Rick Wiffner? Pot the music up so I can talk to my husband, please. Thank you. Are we on? Okay, we're off the air. Come here.
Bobby.
Come over here.
Ow!
Don't you ever say that.
You said you were sitting on him.
I did not say I was sitting on Phil Henry. Okay. Open my mic up again, please. Okay. And welcome, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. Pardon me for just that moment that we took. My husband and I were having a discussion. There are certain things that are what are called double entendre days, and those are things that are taken in a double entendre way. One of them is when I say, I'm sitting in for Phil Henry. Okay, that's what I said. It would take a mind that marinates in sewage for no less than 7 to 14 days, I would say.
Yeah, refrigerated or...
Don't be a smartass, Steve. Don't be a smartass.
Well, you said you marinated.
Could you pop the music up one more time, please? Thank you. Wait, the music ran out. Please stand by. If you talk to me like that again, I'll kick you right in the genitals.
Oh, wow. That's not fair.
It may not be fair, but it's how it is. Thank you, and we're back. Sorry, we had a technical difficulty. So we are going to bring on the program Harvey Wireman.
Don't you want to talk about everything about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I've talked to you already about it. So we're going to bring on Harvey Wireman. Harvey is the attorney, our association attorney at Western Estates. And we want to get to the bottom of this, Harvey. I know that I had been on the phone with you immediately after the L.A. sheriff left. And as you know, I was in quite a state of panic, having just seen the sheriff arrive at Western Estates and try to tell us how to live our lives. That was the part I couldn't take, you know what I'm saying? To tell me how to live my life and the lives of all the other lives that are being lived. And to tell me how to live. I don't think any of us in America want to be told how to live our lives. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I understand.
And so that's when I got on the phone with you, and I said, Harvey, what did I say?
Well, you said, Harvey, they're trying to tell me how to live my life. And I said, who?
I said they're trying to tell me how to live my life. And then I told you it was the L.A. Sheriff Department of the L.A. Police or something.
No, I told you it would be the L.A. Sheriff. Because of where you live, it was the L.A. sheriff, you know.
Can we turn Mr. Wireman up, please?
Okay.
Turn Mr. Wireman up, please. Thank you. Say that again.
Yeah, I said that it was the L.A. County Sheriff where you live, that you didn't deal with the L.A. Sheriff Police. There's no such thing.
Yeah, L.A. Sheriff Police.
Would you excuse me, Harvey?
Certainly.
Shut your mouth. So there's no such thing as the L.A. Sheriff Police?
No, there's no such thing. It's either the sheriff or it's the police, but you can't have... So they're not together.
Well, who were the ones that that came to our house?
The L.A. Sheriff came to your house and arrested your husband for interfering with a police officer in the course of an investigation, from what I understood when I called the substation. Rod. Excuse me for just a minute. Yeah, bullseye. I called the L.A. County Sheriff, and I said, have you got a dually there? And they said, who wants to know? And I said, it's Wireman, and they know me there. So they said, yes, Mr. Wireman, sorry, we didn't recognize you. And I said, geez, he'd think by now you guys would. And one of the old watch commanders got on the line, Bill Hoosing. He said, hey, Harvey, it's Bill. I say, hey, how you doing? He says, I know you, but all these young punks we got now, they don't know. And I said, you got dually? And they said, yeah.
You're talking about my husband.
I know, Steve. I said, do you got Steve Dooley?
That's okay. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I said, do you have Steve Dooley back there? And they said, yeah, we're cooling him. I said, you got him on ice, huh? They said, yep, fresh as the day he was caught. I said, well, I'll take two. And that's code for I'm coming down to bail him out. I bailed your husband out, Steve, at approximately 3 a.m. He was relatively sober, and at that point I drove him back up to Western Estates and kicked him out of the car right in front of the guard gate there.
Yeah, that's right in front where Amalio was.
Yeah, that was in where Amalio works?
Yeah, I don't know which one it is, but it was the guard gate, and I opened the door up, and I just took my right foot and kicked him, sort of kick-shoved him out onto the pavement, and he laid there. As I took off, I looked in the rearview mirror, and I saw a black form in the road slowly rise up, and it was your husband. I was thinking, Jesus, what is that? Oh, that's right, that's the guy I just kicked out of the car. And then what, Steve?
Yeah, then I made my way of the thing.
So you made your way back to our house?
Yeah, I made my way back.
All right, so what do you think about the fact that our religious rights are being interfered with at Western Estates?
Well, I don't know, Bobby. You know, you're having an Easter Sunday celebration that seemed to go into a pagan direction. Now,
what do you mean by pagan? Because the people are listening and they want to know what you mean by that. Okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, what I mean by pagan, I don't know that it was pagan. You believe in God, don't you?
We most certainly do believe in God. And we believe in Jesus. And we are very Christian. And I was absolutely stunned. I was humiliated. We had a meeting the following day, that Monday, of the Circle of Taste. I had three of my gals, said to me, are you pagan? And I went, what? I said, are you for real? And they're all, well, we don't know. We heard you went pagoon or pagoon or something. I said, you mean pagan? And they said, yes. I said, no, of course we're not. And they said, well, then can we have your turquoise jewelry? And they went, ha, ha, ha. And I went, ha, ha, ha. And it was all, you know, we shook hands and it was all forgotten.
Well, it wasn't forgotten by the L.A. Sheriff because the report said that you were engaged in some kind of a pagan festival where the women were whipping their tops off and shaking their breasts in the face of the fire, and the men were the men seemed to be frenzied. That's what the men were frenzied, and the women were, what do you want to call it? One of the guys there, one of the arresting officers that arrested your husband, had done time with the Marines in the South Pacific, and he seemed to recognize what he thought was a fertility rite.
A what?
A fertility rite.
I can assure you, no such thing was... Are you talking about the fact that we were laying in the dirt with our husbands? Is that it?
I don't know. I'm just saying the officer said he saw what he said what he done did when he was in the Marine Corps. He said he thought he saw a fertility rite of some kind that he'd witnessed among some of the savages of the South Pacific. And
well, we were laying in the dirt making out with our husbands.
Well, that could have been what he's... I don't know why the hell you'd...
Well, you know, Harvey, that's really not for you to judge.
No, I understand that. I mean, you do pay your bills, so I got to keep my mouth shut, but...
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We do pay our bill on time, and what we pay you for is to ensure the rights of all the homeowners here at Western Estates. And that's the beauty, ladies and gentlemen, of living at Western Estates. You are protected in the environ, you know.
Yeah, tell people what environ is.
Well, the environ is the walls. What keeps the whole thing in?
Well, you don't have to keep it in, but I do. You receive your checks regularly, so I got to keep my mouth shut and just eat whatever bucket of excrement you feed me.
But you're almost... Are you retired?
Yeah, I am retired, as a matter of fact, so I don't even need it. You know, I don't know why. I don't know what keeps me coming back for more, Bobby, but...
You just love us, Harvey, don't you?
Yeah, I guess that's it. I just love you. You're something else, that's for sure.
So, what are the chances that we get this sponged off?
Okay, you're talking about Steve's charge?
Yeah.
Well, I know some of the people in the DA's office. I got to go down. I got to talk to them, and I've got to talk nice and talk turkey. I got to talk to some of the guys in the, in the DA's office there. Now, I got a couple of old friends that are since retired, but they've got some pull, and we'll see what we can do. I mean, one of the things you got to do is say, "Hey, what were you doing?" You know. Now, he was drunk. He was combative with the officer. He resisted them putting the handcuffs on him. He resisted them putting him into the radio car. And then he started kicking the windows and kicking the cage. Now, that's all. Put that all together, and what have you got? The arresting officer is not going to look very kindly on him. To his advantage is that he was trying to calm the situation as he was going back for more beers. So while he was trying to calm things down, he was making a run back to the kegger and coming back with ever larger and foamier cups of beer. The officer noted that the head, well, I better not say head, but...
Yeah, we've got to really clean it up, yeah.
But, I mean, the officer noted that that there was a big, you know, he got a big one, so...
A large beer.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's a large beer. I have a big one. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe I do, maybe I don't, you know.
Look, at Dooley, I can assure you I'm not talking about your... So, you know, things could go both ways. You know, things can swing one way, they can swing the other, you know. And like so many things, especially when you're not wearing a jockstrap, if you're just making a joke. What?
I don't get that.
You don't get what?
Steve, do you get that?
What did you say, Harvey?
I said things can swing one way or the other, especially if you're not wearing a jockstrap. And I said I'm making a joke. You don't understand?
No, what does it mean?
So, I better not say.
Well, what does it mean?
I'm not going to say, Miss Dooley.
Do you like getting your checks on time?
I like getting my checks, but I'm not going to say, okay? I know Phil Henry very well, and he would not appreciate it if I allowed you to make me say the thing what you want me to say. Look, now I'm starting to sound like an idiot. I will simply, I'll tell you this, I like getting the checks on time. Do you want to see this get sponged as you put it off of Steve's record?
Well, yes, I do.
All right, then don't push me on this whole jockstrap joke. As wise, speaking as your attorney. I'm just speaking as your attorney. Don't push me on the jockstrap joke.
All right, well, you know what's best.
Yeah, there you go. You hit the nail on the head there. I'm Harvey Worm, and if there's one thing I do know, it's the...
Thank you very much, Harvey. We have to take a break, and we're going to be back. We've got so many other things to talk about. Larry Grover is going to join us. Larry is a proponent of... He's a proponent of prayer in school. He's a proponent of the open and honest celebration of our religious beliefs. He believes, as we all do, that slowly but surely, religion is being forced out of our lives by an ever-increasingly totalitarian and secular government, a government that doesn't seem to care any longer about the beliefs and the God, just all the God stuff. Just all the God stuff.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in here for Phil Henry on The Phil Henry Show. I've got to find a song to break with, and all of this is hip-hop. And there's too many dirty words in that. What should I do?
Try this one.
Okay, here's one. Okay, we'll be right back here. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is The Phil Henry Show. Whee! Oh, I like this one.
It's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey.
You wrecked that.
I didn't do it.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm filling in for Phil. I'm the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. Well, we thank Harvey Wireman, who is the attorney for Western Estates, for being with us. Another regular guest on the Phil Hendry Show is quite often Mr. Larry Grover. Larry is with the Conservatives of Kern County, and he joins us to talk about freedom of the religion. And Larry, thank you so very much for being with us. This is a very, very important topic, I feel, don't you?
Absolutely. I think it's important, and I'm glad that you invited me on. And I would like to say...
All right, let me just, if let's not go on too much, because I want to get my questions in.
I apologize.
You sound an awful lot like my husband, Steve.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You really do.
I take that as a compliment.
You really, really do.
And I take that as a compliment.
And you do.
And I take that as a compliment.
Okay, you take it as a compliment, but I want you to know that you do.
All right, and...
No, you don't have to keep saying that.
Yeah, don't say it. It's my wife.
I know she's your wife, and I would never do anything to mess that up. I mean, I'm just saying I take it as a compliment. God.
All right, well, let's stay friends here, because I know you believe very stringently and firmly and with great thickness and... Not thickness, I'm sorry. You believe very firmly in freedom of religion.
Absolutely.
As a conservative, do you think it's only something that conservatives believe?
Well, I think we've seen evidence, Bobby, in this country over the last several years that, yes, the only people that really have any respect for religion are conservatives. Liberals, for the most part, tend to be atheistic and non-God-believing-like. And those of us that are conservatives tend to be believers in God. And so the only way that God will survive is if the conservative point of view, I feel, and I could be wrong, I don't think I'm God, I know that, thank goodness.
Well, we can all be thankful for that, but I speak for myself, too, that I'm thankful that I'm not God. Well, I would like to be God, wouldn't we all, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you put it that way, sure, you know.
But I'm thankful that I'm not, and I'm thankful that you're not.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm thankful, and I don't mean anything by this, I'm thankful... Thankful that you're not.
Well, that's sort of insulting, but okay.
Yeah, because my wife being God.
Steve, I'll handle it. So, what happened, Larry, at our place, as I'm sure you heard.
Well, you had a problem with the police, right?
We did. We had the L.A. County, the L.A. County Sheriff come out to our gated community. And they shut down our Easter Sunday celebration.
That is absolutely unbelievable that the police would go out there and shut down something like that. Can you believe that in this day and age in America, where there is freedom of religion? But this is what you're saying, Bobby, the secularism that controls this country and continues to tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and why to do it, they're bugging me, and they're bugging me bad.
Well, what do you think we can do about it?
Well, I think that we need to band together as communities and say, just because some old dried-up hag or some neighbor that has lost their sense of the spiritual and the God and the gods and the God and the God, and the belief in God and Godism, or not Godism but Christianity, doesn't mean that we all have to kowtow and act like we, you know, like we're scared of our own. Bowel movements, or however you want to put it. And
well, I've never been scared of that, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I think we have to band together.
Well, what happened was we were celebrating. We had the didgeridoo. We had the bonfire.
I understand you. The police officer said it seemed pagan-like. See, that's a different thing. If you're going to go down the pagan road, then I believe we've got to shut those down and shut them down fast. So... if you were acting pagan-like, then that would be a problem.
Okay, so what you're saying is it wasn't Christian enough, which a lot of people are going to say this. They're going to say, oh, yeah, sure. Just because you're a Christian, that means you get to have a bonfire, but if you're not, then you don't get to.
Well, yeah, they're always going to cry. The atheist will always cry. One of the things about your atheist that you've got to recognize, Bobby, is they'll snivel and whine about the fact that they don't get to have their bonfire, but all we're trying to do is protect people from being attracted to the bonfire, and what often results is clothes coming off and sex in the dirt and jugs of wine being passed, and it all doesn't really, I don't like it. I've been to those kinds of celebrations when I was very young, and I usually got very sick and sick in the soul, not sick to my stomach because I never did anything bad, but I think we have to be mindful of that.
What are you trying to say here anyway, Grover?
Yeah, you're sort of babbling here a little bit.
What I'm saying is basically this. If you had a celebration, okay, I won't babble, excuse me. If you had a celebration...
Well, I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry, Larry.
Well, that's all right, but I mean, if you had a celebration where there was a didgeridoo and a bonfire and people dancing like a bunch of perverts, then the cop probably thought it was pagan and shut it down. That's what I'm saying may have happened there.
I see. So what we need to do then is to sculpt the celebration more in line with a Western religious model.
I think that that's the case, yeah. So the police officer was doing his job. You might have said that you believed in a one almighty God, but what you were doing with a bonfire and with your faces painted and the fertility rite and lifting a virgin up to the stars and eating watermelon or whatever you were doing, I don't know.
No, it wasn't water. It was tropical fruit.
All right, tropical fruit. And
we had on grass skirts. I don't know, you know.
Well, I mean, these are good things to know.
They are good things to know. We have published, conservatives of Kern County have published, accepted Easter Sunday ritual for the Easter Sunday ritual for the Western Christian. And you're certainly welcome to get a free copy of this just by writing to me, Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, Hopkindale, Hopkindale, Mother Rose, Hopkindale, California, post office box, no, Route 7.
Well, hold on. Okay, we'll get it during the break.
Yeah, okay.
So that's Larry Grover, and we'll be right back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.